With the national economy still sputtering, many states are struggling with budget deficits. Take Florida. Lawmakers there recently cut services to patch a $1.3 billion hole in the budget. Now state senators are arguing that overhauling Florida's tax structure is the only long-term solution. Florida has no personal income tax. Most revenue comes from a statewide sales tax. Over the years, lawmakers have granted hundreds of exemptions. The result, some say, is an unstable tax base that makes Florida particularly vulnerable to economic downturns. From Tallahassee, NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
Critics say Florida's sales tax code just doesn't make sense.
Lemonade, taxed. Lemon juice, exempt.
In debate on the Senate floor last week, Democratic Senator Skip Campbell read a list of state tax exemptions.
Party boat fee, taxed. Charter fishing boat fee, exempt.
A host of businesses and services are also exempt, such as lawyers, accountants, and engineers. The exemptions are costing the state billions of dollars, according to Republican Senator Ken Pruitt of Port St. Lucie.
We collect in Florida $17 billion a year in sales tax. We exempt $23 billion.
The Florida Senate has passed a constitutional amendment that would restructure the state's tax system, equalizing the sales tax burden on goods and services. If approved by a 3/5 vote in the state house, the measure would be put to voters on the November ballot. The plan reduces the sales tax rate from 6 to 4.5%, but expands what is taxed. Basic necessities would remain exempt, such as food and health care, but the sales tax would now apply to dry cleaning and pest control, for example. And businesses would no longer enjoy some $1.8 billion worth of tax breaks on things like the material they use. Outgoing Senate President John McKay is leading the tax reform effort. The Republican businessman says in an increasingly service-based economy, it makes sense to broaden the tax base. He says the result will be a tax savings for the average Florida family.
If the sage Florida household is $250, then who's got that money now? And in fact, there are a lot of special interests out there that have exemptions that they shouldn't enjoy, that it results in taking money out of the pocketbooks of Florida's families. And that's just flat out wrong, and it ought to stop.
Opponents are fighting McKay's plan as a bigger tax burden for Floridians. For example, the Florida Association of Broadcasters has been running ads like this one.
Tourists are the winners and Floridians are the losers. Hundreds of services will be taxed, like daycare, electric and long distance bills, interest on mortgages, insurance premiums, and even your funeral.
Critics complain the ads are not accurate. None of the items mentioned would be taxed under the Senate-passed tax reform measure. But business groups argue the plan would hurt Florida's economy by driving businesses out of the state. John Shewell is president of Associated Industries of Florida.
We enjoy less tax breaks in the business community than practically any other sector, and they're there for a valid purpose of bringing and maintaining high-paying jobs.
Shewell says it's the legislature's job to review taxes, and reform should not come in the form of a constitutional amendment. But tax reform advocates say special interests are just looking to protect their tax breaks. Lynn Bodiford is a lobbyist for the American Association of Retired Persons. She says letting the people vote might be the only way lawmakers will tackle the issue.
I don't think legislators want to decide it. I think business interests want them to decide it because that's an arena they're comfortable with. They know how to lobby. They can go in, they control the atmosphere, they control the messaging, and I think that's the real fear.
Hospitals, local governments, and children's advocates are also calling for tax reform to provide a more stable source of state funding. But many in Florida's conservative House have a different philosophy when it comes to the state's budget woes.
We don't have a revenue problem, we have a spending problem in the state of Florida.
Fort Lauderdale Representative Connie Mack Jr. says state spending has outpaced both inflation and Florida's population increase. Senate President John McKay acknowledges his plan faces an uphill battle in the House, especially because the state's other Republican leaders, including the House Speaker, are openly skeptical. And the hill has gotten even steeper because Florida Governor Jeb Bush, whose influence is important, has now come out against the plan. He calls the tax reform measure just another government spending plan. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Tallahassee.